Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This week we're going to be talking about nanny self-care. It's so important. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of people who become nannies are such caregivers.
Yes. Givers. Emphasis on giver.
Exactly. Yes. To everyone but themselves.
Yes.
And they put themselves last a lot of the time.
Because that's what the job asks of you.
It does.
Yeah.
This is actually an aspect of nanny self-care that I feel like the nannies that are happiest in the occupation find other people who are nannies.
Yes.
And have people to talk about their days with.
Yes.
And problems that come up and all of that good stuff.
Right. You need a trusted resource. You need someone you can bounce ideas off of, and you need someone, a trusted confidant that you can come to and talk to when you're having an issue at work or you need some help to figure out a way to solve a problem. And someone you trust to be confidential. Mm-hmm. That's really important as a nanny.
It is. It's so important. Mm-hmm. And
but also think about what you want for the child. Oftentimes you love the children you nanny for. Mm-hmm. Do you want them to live a life giving in a way that makes them uncomfortable and expending too much of themselves and overreaching so they're always frazzled and tired and stressed out? You do not want that. And many parents have not escaped that.
Right.
So being able to model that for the parents also helps them to say, like, this is really what we need of you right now. Like being able to make that dialogue open to everyone is really important. It makes people feel free to be themselves and advocate for themselves if you're also advocating for you.
Agree.
So it helps the trust as well, I would say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I completely agree.
Yeah.
Everything you just said.
It's important.
It is.
Yeah.
And it just is important to know that by taking care of yourself,
you're actually taking care of the kid. I also will say in that vein, go to sleep.
Oh my gosh.
Go to sleep. It's really important. I call myself a Cinderella to probably all of my friends because at midnight, I'm literally unreachable.
But do check in with yourself.
Right.
Know your self-worth. You are worthy of being taken care of.
Right.
So know that. Literally everyone listening, you are worthy of being taken care of.
Right. By yourself.
By yourself.
There's a quote. I don't remember who it's from, but it was like, you above all are worthy of your own love and affection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really true.
It is.
How would you want someone else to treat someone you love? And you need to treat you that way.
Yes. And don't settle for less.
Yeah.
Because I know that this turned into like a motivational speech, but I need to hear this sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think we all need to hear this.
Yeah.
And back to our beginning thing of having a friend who is a nanny, having an outside eye tell you when something is ridiculous and when it's not is also very helpful,
I think. And also knowing like a brief touching on boundaries here. I know that's going to be another episode, but I had a friend yesterday. He's not a nanny. He's an athletic trainer, but he was having an issue with a coworker, and the coworker was basically yelling at him for something that was really within his bounds to say and was appropriate. He was really doing the right thing, and his coworker got mad, and because he was trying to stop a conflict of interest.
Oh, okay.
And the coworker did not like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what, though? Like, I know this is really, like, kind of lame to say, but you think about, like, your boundary. Have you behaved with an ethical point of view? Have you behaved kindly? Have you behaved respectfully? Have you behaved in a professional manner? And he was like, yes, I have. And I was like, then it's your coworker who's out of bounds.
Right.
And it's not you. And you don't need to beat yourself up about this.
Yes.
usually people who are nannies or anyone really who's good at their job who like loves what they do is going to beat themselves up. Did I do the right thing? Was this mm-hmm. the right choice? You know, and that's good to be self-reflective, but also you need to know like, this is my backyard. Mm-hmm. This is what I can take care of. If you told me 30 minutes before I'm supposed to leave your house that you wanted me to do this, I can't do it.
Right.
And that's not because I'm not doing a good job at your house. It's because you didn't tell me soon enough.
Yes.
And like, don't beat yourself up when you go home. And it's mm-hmm. it's hard not to do that sometimes if you're really productive and you care deeply about your job. So give yourself a break. That's another thing. Grace. Yes.
Grace for yourself.
Missteps. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you want the children to have grace for themselves.
Yes.
I've had to tell a child I nanny for once. She was really upset. She did something to me that I did not love. She had said something unkind. And children are experimenting with that anyways. So like they're trying mm-hmm. to see what they can say and can't say to their friends. And I told her, I was like, I really didn't like that when you said that to me. It hurt right. my feelings and I didn't like it. And she was like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. I was like, I know, but it hurt my feelings. Words really hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. And she was really upset. And I told her I had forgiven her. And she was still very upset, like 5 minutes later. And I was like, you know what? I have forgiven you. And now you need to forgive you. Because people make mistakes.
Yes.
You said you were sorry. I do believe you. Mm-hmm. I trust you to change your behavior in the future. And if I've forgiven you, you should also forgive you.
Yeah.
So let it go, friends. Yeah. Right. But also good for us. We need to forgive ourselves.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Right.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.